RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Like, this may be the time where they take a step back because of the timing of this, and that none of these premier coaches are jumping ship. None of these guys are saying, hey, you know what? I got a great gig, but man, I can't pass up Michigan. And you're going to tell me if you think for 1 second Michigan hasn't contacted all these guys?
Right.
That's why all these guys signed their deals.
How close do you think the DeBoer thing got?
I think they had a conversation, Mike. I just think he kept saying, well, you know, I appreciate the interest. And I want to say on his side, I think he wanted to wait it out. I think he wanted to see how his team responded and what happened before he made a commitment. So, look, everybody thinks, like, these guys just turn these jobs down. I don't think it works that way. I think they all keep the door open, right, just in case. And then if things go great over here, well, I love Alabama. It's the best place ever. But if it didn't, he had an out. And that's why I think that game against Oklahoma was so big. It's Dukes and Bell. Speaking of big games, Georgia has won against Ole Miss. Let's hear Kirby talk about Ole Miss's offensive staff still being intact.
The offensive coordinator and the staff is still all there. Like, so, I mean, they're not going to make overhaul or make large changes, right? They got something that really works well. They got a really high-powered, explosive, great wideouts, really good tight end, one of the best backs in the country, arguably the quarterback that may be playing the best in the country in terms of his ability to make throws in all areas. I mean, the guy's elite. He's elite last time we played him. He's just as elite or more elite now because he's gotten more experience and more confidence. So they're playing at a really high level offensively, and I mean, Lane has something to do with that because he helped build it and get them there. But Charlie's done a tremendous job calling the plays and doing those things.
That's Kirby. His word and the way that he uses that word, elite, he's not lying. But I do think, you know, they've played these type of quarterbacks since Kirby's been there, obviously, where you talk about guys that just make plays with their feet and do different things outside of the pocket. He's no different. There are rules that you apply in this situation that you can use. And you'll slow him down a little bit. But I also think for Ole Miss, I said, Mike, they don't have nothing to lose. They're going to come out. There may be some trickery. There may be some other things that they didn't show. Like, this offensive staff knows they've got jobs waiting on them. Let's just leave it all out there. Let's just throw it down the field. And, hey, Georgia, you either cover us or you don't. Like, there will be nothing conservative about this game plan with Ole Miss, because right, everybody knows where this is going.
And how does Golden handle those moments, to your point? How would Lane handle it? How is this going to work? How do you, are you as aggressive? I think you're with Carl. Point, I'm with you. Be as aggressive as you can. Put the pressure on Georgia. And by the way, we talked about getting their big edge rusher back who didn't play in the Georgia game. I mean, are they going to blitz more too, by the way? I mean,
why not? I mean, good. It just great.
Seems like they, if I remember serves me correctly, they were blitzing a lot more in the rain at Ole Miss against Carson Beck 2 years ago. But either way, that I'm with you. You get let it all hang out, because I think you there's a degree of you're playing with house money here. Let it rip.
404-726-0929. You guys want to chime in on that? And one last thing, Kirby talking about the kids, about going or staying on roster management. And, you know, this is something we played for you guys last week, but it's just so perfect when you start talking about making these big announcements. Here's Kirby.
For a while, it's been like intrinsically looking at ourselves and asking each player, did you come here to develop? Did you truly come here to develop? Because if you did, all your buddies are out there right now. Everybody's you know, announcing what they're doing. I'm announcing that I'm going in the portal. I'm announcing that I'm re-signing. How about you announce that you're getting better and you're going to practice and, like, actually do what the 20 and 30 years of college football players did before you, which was practice in December when they're on good teams and get better. Because if you're going to play somewhere else, you know what you need to do. You need to get better. If you're going to play here, you know what you need to do. You need to get better. If you want to go to the National Football League and play, this is your last chance to get better.
I love that soundbite. We played it for you on Christmas Eve. That's Kirby, as we said, using his position, Carl, to send that message. He's Nick Saban. He's the only guy right now. There's a few other places. I think DeBoer is trying to build that and what he's got at Bama. We'll see how Lane does at LSU. But there's just not many coaches. You know, Ryan Day doesn't have that charisma. There's only a few guys that can say that and say it with their chest like Kirby, and people take notice, right?
Yeah, man. The whole announcing thing is funny. By the way, have you heard any Georgia players announce anything?
No.
Why? Because they're getting ready for Ole Miss, and they're trying to win a national championship. But even for the guys that have left, like, has there been this big pronouncement of what the – like, I just feel like he just handles this completely different, and guys, you know, you can leave. But you haven't seen that kind of thing from Georgia, and he's right. Are you here to get better? Are you here to maybe get to the league? 404-726-0929. Lots of college football action going on. As we look at the schedule, guys, real quick, there are games tomorrow. And obviously, when we talk about these bowl games, and Mike mentioned Central Michigan getting drugged by Northwestern 34-7 today, New Mexico, Minnesota, and then Florida International, UTSA. But we get to the weekend. Right. And then next week is when things really start getting interesting. And we all know Thursday, should I say, is going to be a big day, Mike. And for Georgia, you know, this weekend, everybody's talking about like Penn State, Clemson. You said it. I don't know what to make of these games on Saturday. I have no idea. Georgia Tech, BYU, we're paying attention because we want to see Brent Key and company finish the season strong. But those are the games this weekend, LSU, Houston. But when we get back to next week, this is when it gets really interesting, and I think everybody around the country will be wondering on Thursday, Oregon, Texas Tech, Alabama, right. Indiana, Ole Miss, and Georgia, which is the 8 o'clock game.
Yeah, the only one, just for local vibes, see how Brent Key and his staff handled the tough, strange things that have gone down, right, the last month or so.
Yep.
Losing Buster Faulkner, losing Philo, and this is the last chance to see Haynes King.
It is.
You know, and look, it's a shame that it's a gimmicky bowl that, you know, it's a Pop-Tart, and the trophy has a toaster in it. But anyway, I'm curious, and that's one game to see. You know, how does Georgia Tech position themselves for next season? And a lot of unknowns. So maybe, am I overriding or reading into that situation in the first place? Because there's so much they're going to have to fill, and we don't know where they're going to go to fill it, right? We don't really know much about the new quarterback. We don't know much about all the things that they needed to fix the defense last year. So, I mean, do you feel that Tech goes backwards next year?
I want to believe that they don't, but I do too, but I also know players make this thing. And you got to have players, man. You got to have guys that you know, tell me you're going to replace this particular special quarterback in your program with another. They thought they had one in the works, Mike, with Philo, and now you don't. I don't know. Obviously, they've got a plan, but I don't know where that's going to go. But yeah, look, I think Brent Key's going to coach how he coaches, but you also have to have dudes.
They got Tennessee and Colorado, of course, and Georgia next year.
Well, Colorado comes here, right?
Right.
Yeah, that'll be big. That'll be big.
Day-Day does not have to go to Colorado. By the way, I mean, goes to Colorado, to Denver over the weekend.
Yeah.
No party favors. I'm going to address this coming up later this hour.
You wanted him to put some weed in his bag is what you're saying.
Well, I mean, let me just tell you that I got a shipment of something from a friend.
Really?
Yes. It was the best Christmas ever.
It showed up?
I'll explain in guy talk.
All right.
You got to wait for it.
I want to hear this. Yeah. All right, man. Coming
if anything, you should give Day-Day less pause to bring us some party favors back from Colorado.
I had no idea, Mike. You know what? You sure you want to tell this story on the air? All right. Coming up, read in between the lines. It's next.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations, Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
My question is, are you going to share? That's my question.
Yeah, baby. Oh, yeah, man. Hey, you
just
know
wondering.
It.
I'm just wondering.
It's not going to bring it over state line.
Yeah, don't do that, Puff. Hey, it's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are going to play a game. It's called Read in Between the Lines. Now, I say it's a game, but it's really you trying to read in between the lines of what's being said. Now, Dede, jump in here, man, because when we talk about reacting to Raheem Morris.
Yes.
You feel like there are some things that he's saying or that he's not saying that we need to read in between the lines?
Yeah, and some things that he, yeah, to your point, does he, you know, circle around even answering the direct questions from you guys when you spoke with him? So, you know, what's in there? You know what I mean? Like, is he feeling good?
What's going on?
You know, does he feel positive, you know, about his return? Does he feel positive? One of the most intriguing ones was his answer in regards to Mike asking him straight up about if he has to make coaching personnel changes, should Arthur Blank bring him back?
All right. Big O, can we play this for our listeners? And then we'll go one by one, okay? And we'll try to read in between the lines. And I do think that Raheem has been playing, I don't want to say a game, but I do think he's been playing, Mike, keeping it close to the vest, right? He's not been saying, yeah, you know, Mr. Blank told me he wants me back. Absolutely, guys, and I can't wait to get us started for next season. He's not said that. He's still trying to focus on finishing this year, but he's also not said, yeah, Mr. Blank met with me. I'm finished, guys. I'm done. He has been really keeping it close to, hey, worry about all that down the road. Worry about all that down the road. Some people have even insinuated that he already knows. Some people have insinuated, like, hey, he's been told, believe it or not, where this is going. He's just not revealing it. Do you believe that? I don't know if that's the case. Are you telling me right now he knew 3 weeks ago Mr. Blank was like, get out of here? I don't know. 404-726-0929. But we're going to play this, and we'll play this, and we'll read in between the lines. Go ahead, Mike.
No, I mean, I would feel that there's going to be this evaluation, as you said. Do they already have a decision made? Does it matter what happens in these final two games with the Rams and the Saints? I mean, is it going to be immediate? You know, they call it Black Monday for a reason. It's the day that everybody gets got. You know, the week before the playoffs starts, the end of the regular season. Will there be a press conference and you and I will be heading down to, you know, the Blank Family Foundation building, you know, and we'll see what's going on. Do they split the baby? The general manager stays, the coaches go. The coach goes, but the new assistants have to come in. Or, you know, or they blow out the whole thing, you know. Some people have been asking, I heard a lot of calls over the weekend saying, you know, is it cool to have a consulting firm that has a general manager on the firm that actually interviewed for the job? You know, and Rick Smith, the former Texans GM.
Yeah.
Don't know about that. You know, that would raise some flags. I had a guy ask me today at the gym, said, who would you bring in as your OC? I go, I would try to steal Kubiak from Seattle. Or even CVB would like to be a head coach. I think I need someone to develop a young quarterback. So we're going to have one way or the other.
We are. That's the way it seems. The only way it would feel weird is if he does this evaluation, we're talking about Rick Smith, and then they hired him.
That would be
okay.
Bizarro.
After that, and I don't think that's going to happen, but if that happened, Mike, then you could say, all right, what the hell was going on there? Here's the first soundbite we were talking about. Let's read in between the lines.
Yeah, you're always going to have discussions. You know, what are we talking about? Who are we talking about? What are the procedures? What are the reasons? You know, what are all those things involved? You know, when we move on from those people, what are the people? What are the options that are available? You know, what do these options look like? What are they? Do they fit our ethos? Does it matter? Is that going to help us win? Is that going to help us get to the next level? You know, all of these things have to be decided. You know, like the who, what, when game. You know, that's easy to play when you're not in the mix. Mm-hmm. You know, but when you're in the mix, you better make sure you make good, sound decisions for good, sound reasons.
The who and the ethos that we want to build.
Oh, God. And now, again, for those that are new to the show or new to Atlanta, that's former Hawks GM Landry Fields.
And that was the response to if Arthur Blank says, I'm bringing you back, but you got to make some changes to this coaching staff of yours, that was the response.
All right, let me hear one more time, Mo. Let me hear Raw.
Yeah, you're always going to have discussions. You know, what are we talking about? Who are we talking about? What are the procedures? What are the reasons? You know, what are all those things involved? You know, when we move on from those people, what are the options that are available? You know, what do these options look like? What do they fit our ethos? Does it matter? Is that going to help us win? Is that going to help us get to the next level? You know, all of these things have to be decided. You know, like the who, what, when game. You know, that's easy to play when you're not in the mix. Mm. You know, but when you're in the mix, you better make sure you make good, sound decisions for good, sound reasons.
All right. I mean, so that's a guy either convincing himself that he still got the job or, you know, what do you read between the lines on that? Because you could argue, you know, this he's basically making my argument for me about the things that weren't handled this season.
I think he's saying I'll do whatever the hell you want me to, Mr. Blank, to keep this job is what I'm right. That is what I get out of that.
But you know how, you know, for those
I get like him basically saying, yeah, we'll have those conversations. And you know, if we have them, we have to make sure that they fit what we're trying to do. I'll do whatever you want me to do to keep this job, Mr. Blank. That's what I'm going to do.
All right. I mean, because you know, some guys out there in their cars are ladies, don't understand. Sometimes, you know, the coach, you get the fire assistance, and that buys you one more year, and then you're gone.
What you want me to do?
Right? And that's it. You know, what do you need me to do?
What you want me to do, Mr. Blank? I want to keep this job. That's what I get out of that soundbite, Mike. He's literally talking about all this stuff. And we're going to have to see if this guy fits and this guy. And blah, 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 blah. What do you need me to do?
All right, two things. I need you to stop looking at the camera on television. You look like you're a nincompoop.
Even when he's doing that thing that he did at the end of the game?
Stop. Well, that was good. When he yelled,
that was good.
The day you showed raw emotion and yelled at the Amazon cameras, I was with that. But otherwise, stop staring like a deer in headlights into the camera on the wire. Have command on the sideline. And stop wearing culottes.
Yeah,
those are capri pants. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm with you.
That's what I get. I get the sense that he's saying once we have this conversation, mm-hmm. if they haven't already, whatever you need me to do, I need you to make some changes. Whatever you need me to do, I am willing to comply and yeah. I am willing to do whatever. I will bend the knee because I want this job.
This goes back to, and this is another thing. Now we found out this consulting firm's been hanging around for a while and it's been announced, but they've been looking a deep dive at this team. You know, the stewardship from Arthur Blank. If Arthur Blank is getting these weekly meetings and Arthur Blank's got input from other people, why doesn't Arthur Blank, like, I don't know, mid-season, go, hey, Raheem, maybe we need to do something drastic with special teams because it's screwing up everything. Hello? I mean, these things just occur in a vacuum? That's what drives me crazy. I mean, what's the point of Arthur Blank having weekly meetings with the coaching staff if he's not going to press him on something every fan sees and every analyst sees? You've got a malfunctioning unit on your team, special teams, which is costing you games, and you haven't got a handle on it. That in lieu of moving forward, all this is still being evaluated and it'll be part of the final analysis. Okay, there was a chance to fix this season. And you missed it, in my mind.
I'll do whatever you need me to do.
Hit me up on the text line. Mike, why do you want to fire everybody? Look, I'm just telling you, this is my gut. I think I've seen fundamental flaws in the way this team has been handled in the last two seasons, and I don't think it's going to improve. I hope I'm wrong, but that's why I feel the way I feel.
Yeah, look, and here's the reality. I said this. This is the pressure that Ra, if he does return, comes back up against. First mistake in a game, y'all going to lose your minds. First time you feel like this feels like last year, you're going to lose your minds. The pressure of overcoming the mistakes that we've had this year and you see them rear their ugly head, you're going to lose your mind. See, when you come in fresh and new, you don't have that. because those things have yet to take place. But now what you have is a record. You have him, Mike, on record having done these things as a head coach and it happening on his watch. Now you're wondering if that's going to change. Mm. We got one more soundbite. We got one more to play. Day-Day?
Yeah, so this will be when you guys asked him about him knowing, you know, that or you guys explained to him that, look, we know there's a large portion of the fan base that wants you to actually come back and have another chance. Does that make you feel good?
Okay, let's hear it.
You know, you can't ride the emotional roller coaster. It definitely makes you feel good and all of those things, but you got to just have a belief and a common belief in what you're trying to get done. And I really see things going the right way. When you're talking about the guys that we're talking about, like a Bijan Robinson, like a Drake London, like the front that we have up here when we talk about our five, what we start to do when it's talking about creating the pass rush, some of the things on the back end are starting to happen with Wadden and a Jesse Bates and some of those things. Like you got no choice but to go out there and get better. And we got to do some better things as far as execution. We got to do some better things as far as coaching. We got to do some better things across the board. But I tell you what, man, I like my chances, and I like our chances to be able to go out here and do what we want to get done and get the things I want to get accomplished.
Okay, what I get out of that is I got support, fool, out here. Mm-hmm. I got people who want me to run this thing. Y'all heard it, but I'm not going to pump my chest. I'm not going to pump my chest. We still need to go out here and win and do some things, but y'all see it. I got people out here that want me back, Mike Bell.
Yeah, I talked to some of these guys. You know, we said, you know, part of Atlanta, and we've had some of the calls, and some of the guys have actually talked about it on social media. You know, I said, you know, as an African-American fan, you like to see an African-American coach get a full shake. And if Arthur Smith got fired after 3 years, you feel this coach deserves 3 years. And I'm like, okay, I understand the logic behind that, and I get that. I'm just saying all the things that I've been, you know, talking about and chronicling all season show that it's not going to get better in year three, in my guesstimation, unless, you know. And by the way, what's the point of changing, you know, 75% of your staff? You know, you must just blow the whole thing up.
Mm.
You know, that's another part of it, you know. Yeah. Well, because you're still going to have a guy that struggles with clock management, a guy who struggles in hiring the right guys, and you're going to continue to let him hire? I mean, why let the guy hire when he's proven he's hired the wrong guys? You know, that's also part of what I think has been the problem is the staff that he brought in.
Yeah. Look, and you don't get 2 and 3 offensive coordinators as a head coach.
No, you do not.
That stuff doesn't happen, guys. When you start running through coordinators and your team's losing, you don't get 3 and 4 guys. Like, this is my 4th coordinator since I've been here. You're done. You're going to get got. 404-726-0929. You can read between the lines and tell us what you think about those 2 specific comments from Raheem. Again, it's all about the future because that's where we're living right now. We are living with this Rams game on Monday night and seeing how our team performs. And I'd love to be here, Mike, on Tuesday, getting ready for a new year, talking about a win and beating the Rams and maybe spoiling some of their chances for the number 1 overall seed in the NFC. Look, that would all be great. But we're also looking towards the future. And that future has to do with what's going to take place. And that is why we're reading in between the lines. All right, man. Mike, what do you got coming up in Guy Talk?
All right, man. The knucklehead that DK Metcalf slapped around the other day had a press conference today. It looks like something from a Saturday Night Live skit.
He had a presser?
Yes.
Wow.
You wearing a baseball hat on backwards at a press conference? I'll explain all this.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll get into all that. Also, the Netflix broadcast. A lot of folks have a lot of issues with them. We'll dive in. Do you have a problem when you have product placement for a network in the network coverage of a game? I'll explain. It's coming up in Guy Talk. And can you ship things cross state lines into Georgia? Maybe people have answers, Carl. I don't want to put my rep out there, get myself in trouble, but I got to tell you, I got a gift that keeps giving for the holidays. Details to follow.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Yeah, man, if I had told you maybe 10, 15 years ago, you'll be watching the NFL Christmas Day, and it'll be games on Netflix and Amazon, right? You'd be like, squeeze me? Yeah, Netflix, I mean, new routines had some folks going, not feeling it. And I got to be honest, I read some of the criticisms from Awful Announcing, which is a website, if you haven't seen it, that aggregates a lot of stories about things in the media, and they have their own opinions on it. A lot of folks just commented on social media, on Twitter. We don't say X. I got to admit, yeah, I like Matt Ryan. I thought Matt did a really nice job, but the rest of the broadcast was just, I saw the phrase amateurish used a lot. And it did. It looked kind of shoddy, but it's their first shot at it.
It
or
is.
Or second, right?
Yeah, because last year they did it. Then they added another game. I just feel like, you know, and again, they're not putting these crews together. What they're doing is they're going to establish players in the industry. And Mike, you know, their agents are like, hey, my guy would love to be there or whatever. And next thing you know, you have this mashup of various talent. And some people said that played a role. I didn't think that played a role. I just thought, like, what producer said, you know what? Let's get Emmitt Smith on the phone in the middle of the game and see what he's thinking about. And I'm like, that's not when I want to see Emmitt. Like, I love him. One of the all-time greats. That's not when I want to hear from Emmitt Smith. I think those things are also playing into this as far as the production value of what they were doing.
One thing that was kind of funky up there. Now, if you ever been up to D.C., Carl and I were there for the Army-Navy game 2 years ago. And they have so many seats they can't sell. They have these giant red tarps over about 15,000 seats up top. Well, they moved one of the tarps off, and you got to insert the announcer into this. It's like, what's that up there in the upper deck? Oh, apparently they have a bunch of kids dressed up like the 11 character on Stranger Things.
I gotcha.
It's cheesy.
It is cheesy.
And then later on, if you didn't see the Minnesota game, they're on the side like, oh, what's this? Oh, apparently there's just an old-style Irish-English pub. It's the cast of Peaky Blinders. And they had a bunch of guys wearing tam-o'-shanters and wearing, like, 1920s, 30s garb. And, like, to remind you that Netflix has Peaky Blinders, the movie, coming out soon. So, I mean, we're so used to being bombarded by in-game stuff as it is. But even a lot of folks felt even that was a bit much, a bit cheesy. The one thing I did enjoy, I thought Cypress Hill was great. And then I thought Snoop Dogg killed it.
I
thought the Snoop Dogg halftime. Some guys saying, "Why couldn't that be our Super Bowl show? The Christmas theme,
the mashup, man."
Right? They had the K-pop stuff in there. They even rolled in a country singer, Lainey Wilson. Then they had Andrea and his son Matteo Bocelli. You know, the blind Italian singer.
It's amazing, and his voice is incredible. Yeah, I thought they did a great job. What's up, Ho?
Caught me off guard watching Snoop. Not gonna lie.
With the red coat,
because he came out in all red. Just gonna say. For all that people that know Snoop, just
wait. Are you saying this is a Bloods and Crips thing?
Hey, I'm just saying.
So let me get this straight. The Crips can't enjoy Christmas. They can't wear red, Carl. They have to wear Dodger blue, even on the holidays.
You know, O is kind of right on this. As far as like, I'll never wear, but.
That check must be
that
very
check was nice.
Nice.
Yeah, that was going to say that check was nice.
The Christmas colors generally are red and green.
I'm with you.
Honestly, red and white.
Oh, I didn't even think about that aspect of it.
You know, so you're telling me if Santa rolls into Crenshaw, the Crips are going to light him up?
Just saying, Santa better be set. He better represent the correct way.
He better do what is called check in.
No check in.
Check in.
But that coat was dope though.
I mean, not saying his outfit wasn't great. It just I'm like, oh, Snoop, wait, something's not right about him.
For those of you not following, these are gang references. Blue is the color of the
Crips. And he's worn red before, not to say that, but just it caught me off guard. It was like I see Snoop wearing a totally all red ensemble.
You know what caught me off guard? You know what caught me off guard? Because I didn't even pick up on that, honestly. I was like, oh, Snoop Doggy. No Eminem.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Eminem
well,
was.
They were in Viking.
Eminem was at the Thanks. He played with Jack White. He did like about 30 seconds with Jack White.
But they had songs together and they're in Minnesota. I'm like, he's going to bring him out here, isn't he?
He did. He did.
Let me ask you all this.
But I thought it was cool.
I did too.
I know the production value wasn't great, but do you think the larger play in this for the NFL is the fact that overseas? Because can't you watch Netflix overseas?
Of course. It's worldwide.
So do you think this is more, for them, it's more a bigger play about being able to be viewed worldwide?
Well, yeah, because a lot of their shows, you guys come across this. You ever come across those shows that have been dubbed? Like it's a hit in India or in Japan, and then they've dubbed it over, and it's like, you know, number two on the list.
Right.
And you realize, oh, well, I'm going to watch this. They're worldwide. Yeah, they have more viewers or at least subscriptions in China and all these other places, you know, overseas in India than they've got here. So, yeah, absolutely there's a worldwide appeal.
You know, it's funny. With Netflix, we talked about, you know, they brought in Stranger Things because the first four episodes dropped, second four now drop after Christmas. And started last night. I did one of those memes that it's the famous Norman Rockwell painting, Freedom of Speech, where the guy's speaking at the town hall meeting. Looks like Abe Lincoln. Everyone uses that when they've got a strong opinion. You're going to throw something out there that maybe shakes people up. And I said, I got to be honest. In my opinion, Stranger Things has not been worth the wait. And I was talking with one of our loyal listeners, Brandon Mincy, who always hits us up. And he was saying, look, you had the writer's strike, you had other elements, you know, that were beyond their control. And that's all fair and good, and I do get that. But when you've got stuff with teenage actors and they start to age out and it just, they don't look right, it doesn't fit anymore, and I've lost interest. I watched the first four episodes. I've just, you know, I got to be honest, Carl, I know you and I are big fans. We were huge fans, I know you still are, of Stranger Things. But the long layoff, 3.5 years, was too much for me, and I just lost my interest.
I went back this year, and watched the entire first, five seasons? Before this was supposed to all drop, because I want to get caught up. It had been forever. I mean, hell, Mike Trin was watching this in middle school when it first came out, right? So all her friends were all about Stranger Things. So I was like, let me get caught up on this. And I did, and thoroughly enjoyed it and forgot how fun and it was and how we connected with these characters. But to your point, remember Game of Thrones did this? They made you wait before those final episodes.
And the Game of Thrones was so exasperating because it moved at a glacial pace for like seasons 3 and 4. And then all of a sudden at the end, it's like, let's do like 4 seasons of stuff in one season.
Yeah, and I just don't like the delay.
Right.
To your point, like, what's the delay? And I get it. You know, the listener's right. All those things did transpire. I just don't like the delay when the show is hot. Right.
Right.
And you make us wait a year and then another year until we get to the ending of this thing.
And I just, where they've gone with the story and how it's, you know, evolved. If you don't watch Stranger Things, it's a lot to unpack. So it's too much to explain here on the show, but a lot of folks do because it's one of the highest watched shows around the country. That's why there was such a large interest in it coming back. And a lot of devotees I know are not going to agree with my take. I'm just giving my 2 cents worth. There was a line and I've lost interest.
It debuted July of 2016.
There you go.
It's 2025, about to be 2026. Yeah. That's
in
too long.
Five seasons.
I mean, it's
too long.
When it started over and we relaunched this season and they get you caught up to date, I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot all that happened. It's too long.
That's why I watch. But I haven't watched the episodes they dropped because I wanted to binge. Mm. Now you got me 50-50. But I got to do it because I'm invested.
Right. You got to see how it rolls, how they figure it out.
All right,
man. Also, we're big fans of Michael Mann. Love his movies. I read an article today in Variety that Leonardo DiCaprio is confirmed to be in Heat 2. Don't know what the role is going to be. Is he going to play a young Robert De Niro?
Wow.
Is he going to play, he can't be that much younger because he's already in his 40s, but he's going to play a younger Al Pacino or De Niro's character, Neil McCauley, who was the criminal, you know, and you had the Vincent was the Pacino character. It was just, you know, that was unbelievable. It was just, it's Al Pacino in his most Al Pacino-ness because he's got a great, and you got your head all the way up.
That's right.
But anyway, also signed on, but they don't know what roles he'll be playing. Austin Butler, who played Elvis. And also Adam Driver, You know, of course, you remember from the Star Wars and other movies. He's been really good and everything he's done. So either way, it's either going to be a prequel or they're going to take you, I would imagine, a little bit of both. But you'll find the younger Val Kilmer character. Somebody, Austin Butler, may play that guy.
Mm.
The Chehurlis character that was with Ashley Judd.
Yeah, I want to see how they do it. Am I interested? Yes. If they screw it up, I'm going to be mad, though.
Yes.
I love Heat. I love the original
Mann, for our younger audience, he reinvented television with Miami Vice. It was the first time that stuff on TV looked like a movie.
Right.
And then everything subsequently.
Yeah,
I just love his stuff. Love his movies. Anyway, that's just some news you can use. All right. So other day, Day-Day goes out to Colorado. He's going out to Colorado for the Georgia Tech Buffaloes game, start the season. And I said, hey, you know, it's legal out there. Legalize it, man. So you're going to be in those dispensaries or like, throw a rock, you'll hit one. Why don't you bring something back, you know? A little something in the envelope for Uncle Mike and Uncle Carl. He said no. So my buddy Tommy lives in Ohio. He just sent me, a care package that, dare I say, is filled with all sorts of pre-wrapped goodies. Dare I say, where it's legal, and I guess he gets it from a place in Michigan. And I didn't know, and if somebody knows out there, can you ship it via U.S. mail?
So it is legal in Ohio. And the only reason I know that is because when we went up to Cincinnati this year, Mike, it was permeating through the streets.
Wow.
And I literally had to stop a young lady because we were walking. I said, you smell that? She was like, yeah. I'm like, it's not me. She says, no. So I stopped this lady and I said, is it legal here? She goes, oh, yeah, it's been legal here for about a year. You can get it in Ohio, okay? So, and it was everywhere. And Mike, I'm going to tell you something. We're walking downtown. There was a brother sitting there rolling it up right there on the street corner. So to your point about it being legal there, but can you mail it? That's another thing. And by the way, now I'm going to start calling you Franklin Saint, all right? I mean, that's what you are right now. I'm a snowfall. Franklin Saint. Hey, you are the Franklin Saint of Atlanta right now.
This is, again, it's consumption, not distribution,
my
friend.
My bad.
No, no, because we had talked about it, and a guy hit us up. Speaking of the devil, guy just hit us up who purports to be a mailman, and he says, hey, man, it's none of my blanking business what you're receiving in the mail unless I can smell it or you tell me.
Mm.
So there you go.
Okay.
Just saying.
He's just saying I'll deliver it.
So, you know, like that, the stuff that famously got me sound like a complete nitwit that day we did the golf tournament.
Oh, how could I forget?
And it was from Georgia Hemp Company. Thanks, Warren. Georgia Hemp Company, our buddy Joe. And there was like pre-rolled stuff, like pain relief. So that's it's a whole bunch of stuff like
that's
that.
That's true.
Yeah, because, and for you kids out there, it's a gateway drug. You stay away from it. But I'm just saying, if you do it.
I don't even know who Thomas's brother.
Yeah. This is what I sounded like. Made no sense.
The pain relief is real, though. We can attest to that.
Yes.
You felt nothing that day.
And nothing was connected with the synapses in my brain.
You felt nothing that day. Right. You were like, man, my knee feels so good.
Hey, real quick, go around the room. We already talked. I got a brand new push cart. Carl says I will stop using it within a week because I will get too lazy about walking a golf course. That was a cool gift. What was the coolest thing you got?
Good question. Let me look back at my list.
He thinks, Day-Day, what's the coolest thing you got?
Hold on.
What'd the wife get you?
I got a couple of nice hoodie,
nice
sweater, and a new cologne that I really like. So I like Bulgari Man, which they no longer make, apparently.
That's what I used to wear.
So she got the latest, one of the latest fragrances of the Bulgari, and I wore it yesterday, right? I put it on yesterday.
And women are throwing themselves at
you. And her and my mother-in-law were like, yeah, you're not wearing that out of the house.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Yes. I'm telling you, I used to wear the Bulgari black. It was in the hockey. It was like the bottle crawl shaped like a hockey puck.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, they discontinued it. The only way you can find it now is on, like, eBay.
Right.
And they'll charge you, like, $500
for it.
I'm not paying that for 2 ounces. But anyway, if you are a dude, I can hardly endorse what Day-Day is saying. I wear the Bulgari new one. It's like a dark brown bottle. It's money. Mm-hmm. Oren, what's the coolest thing you got, man?
I got an Outkast soccer jersey, which is cool. And
Ooh.
Then my wife is kind of embracing my shoe habit now. So she got me a couple of the really, really fancy, the cedar shoe stays.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I got some of those.
Well, she is embracing that.
Yes, very much so.
I was going to say, she's, that doesn't come easy.
No, so Michelle got you. What'd you get?
I'm looking back at my little list here. I don't want to sound like that guy. You know what? She got me the number one whiskey of the year. It's a Elijah Craig 12-year aged.
Yeah.
Hard, elusive to find. It was just voted the number one whiskey in the world by Whiskey Advocate. And when you have those items, Mike, and my collection is pretty extensive, it's hard because usually locally you can't find it and you have to source it somewhere else,
so
and then they got to send
people.
It.
People.
They and yes, so what I got is the certificate with, hey, this has been purchased, but it's on the way. So I haven't gotten it yet, but that was probably the coolest thing, because those items are hard to find when you start talking about those rare whiskeys.
I love it. I got that Thomas S. Moore, which is the whiskey that's, I guess it's it sits in the Chardonnay cask. That's big. A lot of that, you know, the wine casks, which is really smooth. Hey man, the knucklehead that got into it with DK Metcalf, and then DK grabbed him by the scruff of his shirt and then, you know, kind of gave him a glancing blow.
Yeah.
I had a press conference today. His name is Ryan Kennedy. Said he's been getting death threats because people inferred that he said something racist to DK Metcalf. He said that wasn't the case. We found out, and there were stories that dropped last week that said he got back in his seat and he said, hey, I got it. In other words, somehow it was all a work, as they say in wrestling, Carl, a setup, so he could get a player to swing on him. All he's saying is he was calling DK Metcalf by his Christian name, his real first name.
Okay.
Which apparently DK doesn't like. He looks like a nitwit. I mean, I got to be honest. You got to watch the video if Orrin wants to pull some later. But he's referring to Metcalf by his first name. He said that's what bothered him. He says that he never meant to say have the. It looks ridiculous. It looks like an SNL skit. He's in a sport coat with a Lions hat on backwards, with his attorney sitting next to him. So, well, we will or may not get that before we're off the air at 6:30. But either way, a lot of folks are saying this guy's a nitwit.
Interesting.
Here it is. Take a listen.
Now you're trolling him.
Yeah, you're calling him to Kalen. The guy goes by DK. It's how he likes to be referred to. And, you walked down to the railing to initiate the whatever you want to call it, altercation.
Here's the problem with this. Is there audio? Anybody got any audio?
Talking about of him, right?
Correct.
No.
When you see them interact, you see DK looking up at him. He's saying whatever. And that damn wig is covering him. Man, I can tell you I didn't say whatever I didn't say.
Mm-hmm.
This idea, I'm not saying he did, but there's no proof of that. So all this is now is DK punching or attempting to punch up at him, and DK, you know, standing on his two and saying, this is why I did it. But this guy could say that, Mike, and I don't know if he did or didn't, but he's making it very clear. I didn't do that. There's no audio. This is just you said, and he said, she said. That's what this is.
But again, you look like you're the kind of guy that's wrong. Everything that's wrong with society today, just by using DeKalin,
correct,
in the press conference, you're just trolling, as you said.
That's it. That's all you're doing.
You know what I mean? You walked over. I mean, that's just as
you're
a loser,
trying to be funny.
It's a loser mentality. I hate it.
In a serious moment where you feel like things went too far, right? And now is he bringing a suit? That's what this is all about, right? He's bringing a lawsuit or whatever?
And now he's begging DK to say, please say I didn't say anything racist.
Come on, man.
Either way, we'll see where this thing goes. Now, the NFL is now working with the Lions. They did not revisit DK's appeal. He's going to miss two games.
Because he can't take that punch
back. And he's got a huge hit. He's got a huge hit potentially in his contract. There's language which can void his deal with the Steelers.
Yeah. All right, man. We got some NFL news to get to. A star walks out today. Also, it's funny. This show's ahead of the curve. Mike and I just talked about it, and it has become official just moments ago. Stay there. We'll fill you in on all of that and more here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.